DeepSeek R1 sets new benchmark. Open-source large language models, LLMs, continue to disrupt the AI landscape, and DeepSeek R1-0528 is the latest to shake expectations. In a recent community review, DeepSeek R1-0528 became the first model to score 100% on all real-world business tasks thrown at it, outperforming commercial titans like OpenAI's GPT-4.1, Google Gemini 2.5, and Anthropic Claude 4. This wasn't a cherry-picked showcase. These were complex, edge-case tasks directly relevant to business use, not the usual count the R's and strawberry parlor tricks. The reviewer described the experience as numb with disbelief, likening it to Anton Ego's revelatory meal in Ratatouille. What's especially notable is DeepSeek R1's open MIT license and the fact that it comes from a relative newcomer, upstaging well-funded incumbents. Technical contributors have kept pace with the model's popularity, releasing quantized versions of DeepSeek R1-0528 in various sizes and VRAM requirements. Notably, the IQ2K R4 Quant fits a 32K token context window in under 16 gig of VRAM, making large context, high accuracy LLMs accessible on more modest hardware. Perplexity, an intrinsic measure of model uncertainty, remained impressively low even for these quantized versions, with values hovering around 3.5, a strong result for models at this scale. Meanwhile, Xiaomi released an updated 7B parameter model and a vision language model, VLM, both claiming state-of-the-art performance for their size categories. These models offer compatibility with popular inference frameworks such as VLLM, Transformers, SGLang, and Llama CPP, and are also MIT licensed. Xiaomi's models are noteworthy for their strong reasoning capabilities, further democratizing access to advanced AI for developers and researchers. Mini-CPM4 and quantization advances. Efficiency at the edge is another hot front. The Mini-CPM4 series, just released, claims over 5x generation acceleration on typical N-side chips without sacrificing output quality. The flagship Mini-CPM4 8B model, trained on a massive 8 trillion tokens, is joined by a 0.5B parameter variant for even tighter resource constraints. Mini-CPM4's innovations span model architecture, algorithmic improvements, and inference engineering. Quantization plays a starring role, with extreme ternary quantization squeezing models into just 3 possible values per parameter, achieving up to 90% reduction in bit width. Specialized Eagle heads for speculative inference further accelerate response times, and the Mini-CPM4 MCP variant integrates model context protocol tools for more interactive agentic AI. Another experiment in the quantization space is the WAN 2.1 T23B self-forcing VASE add-on, which leverages custom quantization formats and LoRa, low-rank adaptation, for efficient video-to-text and text-to-video transformations. This project highlights the ongoing community-driven push to make generative AI models smaller, faster, and more versatile, critical as demand grows for AI on consumer devices and edge servers. LLMs as coders, debugging, IDEs, and automation. The arms race to create smarter, more autonomous coding agents continues. Frustration with LLMs' inability to resolve bugs, despite their theoretical PhD-level knowledge, has driven developers to give coding agents access to richer, real-time debugging context. By integrating debuggers directly into the agent's environment, as in the latest RuCode agent, LLMs can observe variable values, navigate call stacks, and gain the kind of situational awareness human programmers use. Microsoft's recent Debug Gym research confirms that exposing LLMs to runtime state can substantially boost code accuracy. On the tooling side, the ecosystem is rapidly evolving. The Aider Code Assistant's integration with Llama, a popular local LLM runtime, has hit snags due to hard-coded model lists, highlighting the friction that remains in achieving seamless, flexible local AI development. Community members are actively seeking workarounds and alternatives, underscoring the demand for robust, locally hosted AI coding tools. Meanwhile, the Model Context Protocol, MCP, continues to gain traction as a standardized interface for connecting LLMs to external tools and APIs. The new MCP Gen utility auto-generates production-ready MCP server boilerplate from OpenAPI specs, translating schema definitions and generating prompts for tool integration. This dramatically lowers the barrier for developers to expose custom APIs as tools for AI agents, fostering a richer ecosystem of agentic AI workflows. Hardware, RTX 5090, data smuggling, and training at the edge. Hardware progress is both enabling and complicating the AI arms race. NVIDIA's RTX 5090 GPU, with its 32 gigabit of VRAM and Blackwell architecture, is already being used for full fine-tuning of 7B parameter LLMs on consumer-level setups. Leveraging the latest PyTorch nightly builds, gradient checkpointing, and memory optimizations, developers can now train domain-specialized models without access to massive data center clusters. This democratization of training hardware is a game-changer for small teams and independent researchers. Yet, as the U.S. tightens restrictions on AI hardware exports to China, enterprising Chinese AI firms are sidestepping chip bans by physically smuggling petabytes of training data into Malaysia, where they rent hundreds of NVIDIA AI servers for model training. The operation, meticulously planned, involving suitcases full of 80 terabyte hard drives, demonstrates the lengths to which companies will go to secure compute and data. Legal maneuvering, such as registering local subsidiaries, adds further complexity. While NVIDIA insists there's no evidence of chip diversion, the existence of such black markets and elaborate data smuggling schemes reveals the porousness of current controls. Security, Fortinet RCE, Magic Leap exploit, and cyber awareness skepticism. Security headlines this week reflect both the ongoing threat landscape and the limits of traditional awareness campaigns. A critical stack-based buffer overflow in multiple Fortinet products, CVE-2025-32756, allows unauthenticated remote code execution via a vulnerable endpoint. A publicly available proof of concept can scan for and demonstrate exploitation by modifying a single byte, though it avoids actual code execution for responsible disclosure. Affected products include FortiVoice, FortiMail, FortiNDR, FortiRecorder, and FortiCamera. Patches are available and should be applied urgently. On the research front, a new exploit has been released targeting the Magic Leap 1 AR headset's bootloader. The attack uses vulnerabilities in NVIDIA's SparseS parser and oversized kernel device tree blobs to achieve both transient and persistent code execution. The exploit could have broader implications for other NVIDIA TX2-based devices, such as certain automotive units, although further research is needed. Meanwhile, the Take 9 cybersecurity awareness campaign, urging users to pause for 9 seconds before clicking, has been roundly criticized as impractical and ineffective. Critics point out that such advice is not only unrealistic in fast-paced digital workflows, but also distracts from addressing systemic vulnerabilities in software and infrastructure. The campaign echoes previous, largely unsuccessful efforts like Stop, Think, Connect, and its scientific basis is questioned. Real security, as always, will require more than just asking users to count to 9. LLM hallucinations, RAG, and faithfulness breakthroughs. A major research milestone claims to have eliminated hallucinations in GPT-4 and GPT-3.5 Turbo under the RAG Truth benchmark. The Accurai method reformats both queries and context before passing them to the LLM, leveraging insights into the model's internal representations and emphasizing noun phrase dominance and discrete functional units. Unlike previous RAG, retrieval augmented generation systems, which struggled to surpass 80% faithfulness, Accurai reportedly achieves 100% hallucination-free outputs by ensuring tight alignment between context and generation. While this result, if robustly replicated, would mark a watershed for enterprise and high-stakes AI applications, it's worth noting that benchmarks like RAGTruth are only proxies for real-world complexity. Still, the advance sets a new standard for trustworthy, human-out-of-the-loop AI. Tools, workflow, and developer productivity. The AI-augmented coding workflow is a patchwork of services, models, and interfaces. Community discussions reveal a wide diversity of setups, from browser-based ChatGPT and Claude to API-driven integrations and IDEs like Cursor. Users are actively balancing costs, context window sizes, and model capabilities, with many weighing the trade-offs between commercial API subscriptions and local open-source models. The desire for AI that integrates seamlessly into the coding environment without taking over the IDE remains strong, and the market is responding with a mix of browser, CLI, and plugin solutions. On the DevOps side, Tools like the Trafic Middleware Manager are making it easier to attach security and routing logic to HTTP TCP UDP resources, manage plugins, and dynamically reconfigure cloud-native applications through a friendly web UI. This is part of a broader trend toward more accessible, modular infrastructure management, a necessity in the era of microservices and API-first architectures. Finally, the open-source text editor ecosystem continues to evolve, with projects like McWig, a Vim-like modal editor written in Go, experimenting with features like LSP, Language Server Protocol, Autocomplete, TreeSitter parsing, and macro support. While still rough around the edges, these speed-run projects reflect the ongoing appetite for alternative, hackable developer tools. ML education, research, and hardware innovation. Machine learning education remains a community-driven effort, with resources like a free spreadsheet demystifying the attention mechanism in neural networks. Such tools help bridge the gap for learners grappling with concepts central to transformer architectures, the backbone of modern LLMs. On the research hardware front, the demonstration of a diode-pumped, thulium-doped all-silica fiber laser delivering 105 watts continuous wave output at 0.82 meters marks a significant advance. This system, with high slope efficiency and tunability, could benefit both industrial applications like aluminum machining and scientific fields such as atomic clocks and quantum metrology. The use of an all-silica fiber cavity and direct diode cladding pumping streamlines the design and may inspire further innovation in high-power, high-beam quality lasers.